In the KS Arnold Kitchen, I'm Steve Garner. Welcome. And, well, Chef John Ash is here.
I am.
Hello, Chef John Ash.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good.
I see you have a lovely book that came out a while ago that we've been talking about for the past, eight, nine?
Cooking Wild.
Yes, it came out in the spring of this year, did it not?
Well, actually the summer.
The summer.
So it's only been a couple of months.
And I see this article. It says Chef John Ash appearing at John Ash & Company Restaurant in Santa Rosa.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Isn't that an interesting? Well, he should be appearing there. So what we're doing is we did last night and we're doing tonight too. Half the menu we've devoted to recipes from the book, from Cooking Wild, that Tom Schmidt, our chef, is doing. So it was fun for me to go last night. And it's always fun to see how people interpret your recipes. You know, I mean, even people who are close to me and all of that. And they did a great job. So they're doing it tonight, too. So you can go and hopefully buy a book, you know, because my children will thank you. My publisher will thank you, all of that. And it makes a wonderful Christmas gift, you know. I should stop selling it.
Hanukkah gift?
Hanukkah gift.
Sure, certainly. You got to be all exclusion, inclusionary.
But anyway, so, we'll have it there and I'll sign the book and people will have a good old time, I think.
How many items are on the menu tonight from the book?
I think there are, it's a good question. I think we have 10, maybe 8 or 10, 8 or 10 items.
And what time is that?
It's any time. You just go. It's not a set time or set anything, but just come to the restaurant and order one or two or whatever you want to. So there's no
This is Saturday night, so people should make a reservation if they're planning on going to the restaurant tonight.
Absolutely.
And that's 6 to 8, Cooking Wild, John Ash's brand new book. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. And this will be a chance for you to explore some of the cuisine.
Yes.
Okay.
And to meet me.
Is
that a good thing?
That's a good thing, too. curried coconut carrot soup. I want to mention that I made your soup this past week.
Yeah.
And I made a double batch because it was so good. And I highly encourage that. I think we'll put this recipe up on the KS Arnold website.
Yeah.
It's really easy to do. Super simple.
Yeah. So, well, and what triggered this was that Gwen brought in for us both a whole bunch of just the most delicious carrots.
Yes, our Garden Talk host, Gwen, brought in pounds of freshly dug carrots.
Yeah.
So we had to find a way to use them, and your curried coconut carrot soup recipe was terrific. I was in San Francisco this weekend, dined at Bar Crudo down on Divisadero, and I had Arctic Char, and that is one of your favorite fish of all time, isn't it?
It is, and the interesting thing about Arctic Char is that it's farmed. You know, there's this confusion that exists about farmed fish, and we shouldn't be eating them and all of that kind of stuff. Well, and Arctic Char is right at the top of the list on the Seafood Watch list and all of that, so it's something that is farmed sustainably and wholesomely and ethically.
It also can be wild caught too, can't it? Both or not?
Really not. Everything we see in the market, the answer is yes, but it essentially doesn't exist so much anymore in the wild because it was a very successful, and it's part of the salmon family. So if you like salmon, it's a kind of, isn't it delicious?
Yes, it was served with sashimi style with a horseradish cream and a little bit of fresh dill, and it was sensational.
Yeah.
And I know you did it. Your recipe, I believe, was with prosciutto wrapped Arctic Char with a kale pesto a while ago. The delicious. So Bar Crudo, I'd never eaten there before with some friends at home. Meet us there for happy hour oysters.
Oh,
a dollar oysters from 5 to 6:30.
Yeah.
They said get there exactly at 10 of 5.
Yeah.
And by the time we were there, people were out jammed online.
Yeah.
Which was nice. We also went to Byright, which I had not had their ice cream before.
Haven't you?
I have to say I'm a Johnny come lately, and boy, that ice cream was...
It was an orgasmic
experience.
Isn't it the most interesting store? I mean, it just is a bunch of hippies.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, this is your copy of the new GFF magazine.
Fantastic.
A gluten-free magazine. And, of course, we had Erica Lenniker on the publisher on the show. So here's your copy.
Thanks.
It came this week. It's the most beautiful gluten-free magazine we've ever seen. Wouldn't you agree that the recipes and all the articles?
Well, here's the cover article is Amazing Gluten-Free Lasagna.
You can do that.
No, you can't do gluten-free lasagna, but you can.
Why don't we take our break now? We'll come back and meet Lisa Fetterman and talk about sous vide at home, the modern technique for perfectly cooked meals. Now, actually, Gwen was saying sous vide. Now, this is a perfect example. She said, that sounds scary. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, it's really. He said, well, what? It's French, isn't it? And I said, listen to the show on the way home. Because I think a lot of people, oh, sous vide, no, I'm not a chef, not interested.
Well,
I think Lisa will dispel that myth when we come back. Steve Garner with Chef John Ash in the Chaos Arto Kitchen this morning.
The Robert Davi Show, weeknights 6 to 9 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
What isn't surprising about this truck is that it's designed in California, engineered in Michigan. It's assembled in Mississippi, powered by Cummins in Tennessee and Indiana, or that it's road tested in Arizona and available in Petaluma. What's surprising about this truck is it's built by Nissan. The 2017 Nissan Titan Crew Cab, XD Crew Cab, and Single Cab. Available at North Bay Nissan in Petaluma. It carries America's best truck warranty. A 5-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. And starts at just $29,580. I know, they made the best truck of 2016 even better. See and test drive the 2017 Nissan Titan now at North Bay Nissan. Just off the 101 in Petaluma. See dealer for limited warranty details. Best truck of 2016 award from Cars.com.
Hello, I'm Joyce DeFalla, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We'd also like to invite you to visit our book and gift store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of metaphysical and spiritual books, CDs, and DVDs, as well as many gift items for the spiritually inclined. Stepping Stones Books and Gifts is open Saturday through Wednesday. Please call for our hours, 707-546-4543. That's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. You can also visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. That's one word, steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Steve Garner and John Ash in the KSRO Kitchen. Our little show began October 1987, and here we are. But we certainly weren't talking about sous vide cooking in 1987.
It was around then.
It was around, and we'll learn the history of this as our welcome our special guest, Lisa Fetterman, F-E-T-T-E-R-M-A-N. Sous vide at home, the modern technique for perfectly cooked meals. Not only does she make sous vide foods, of course, her and her family, but also her and her significant other invented a sous vide immersion circulator, which is available, which we'll talk about also certainly during the show. So welcome from San Francisco, California, Lisa.
I came all the way. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's a really a pleasure having you on the show. So I have the first question is, what does the Q stand for in your name? Lisa Q Fetterman.
Oh, thank you. I like I like just the Q because it's like Quartermaster Fetterman, right? So it stands for Chu, which is my maiden name, Lisa Chu.
It stands for
Chu. Q-I-U, Chu. So it's Chinese spelling.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, we were saying before the show that you grew up in China.
Yes, I grew up in China, and everybody these days are talking about how food should taste like this, food should be sourced like that. Mm-hmm. And in China, that was just so normal. We're the OG foodies.
Yeah, that's great.
When did you move to the States?
I moved to the States in 94.
So you've been here 22 plus years or so.
Yes, and I didn't know you were supposed to change your clothes every day when I first came here. So I was pretty ostracized from all the kids. And then one day somebody came over to my house and I served them 1,000-year-old eggs. Do you guys know what that looks
like?
Yeah. So it's gray on the outside, green. It was expensive. So I thought, she's going to like it. She didn't talk the rest of the night. And when I went back to school, all the little kids crowded around me. And they're like, Lisa, can we come to your house and eat that weird food?
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, I'm going to be in food forever.
Interesting. So what is sous vide? So sous vide.
Yes.
You include... people get so intimidated when they hear about this. And I think because for such a long time, it was only professional chefs who really did it and it seemed complicated and all of that. You have done a really masterful job of just sort of saying, you can do this in your home. And you were saying in the book, even in your little apartment in San Francisco, you can do it there. And if you can do it there, anybody can do it.
Yeah, I truly think so. You totally hit the nail on the head, and thank you for the fine compliment. So in 2010, I had worked for Mario Batali and Jean Georges and all these fine dining restaurants, and I saw that all of them had this huge hulking piece of laboratory equipment, and it was fantastic. We cooked so many components perfectly in there, and so Abe and I, we invented a DIY open source kit. We traveled all across the United States to teach people how to make their own DIY open source sous vide kit. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people bought them, which was a Kickstarter
thing, wasn't it?
Is that
how you got the money?
Before even Kickstarter, because you need to have a working prototype for Kickstarter, we went to China and we got the money through selling our kits, through joining an accelerator program called Hackcelerator, and we invented the home sous vide immersion circulator. Mm. Before us, there were no other home sous vide immersion circulators, and now they have proliferated, which is fantastic for selling my cookbook.
That's great. So give, for people who don't know what we're talking about, what is sous vide?
Sous vide, and it's okay not to know this. It is like an insider trick. So sous vide means under vacuum in French, but I believe that's a misnomer. I think it's all about the precise temperature that you use. Like, for example, steak at 57 degrees Celsius. When you cook it like that, so you put your steak inside of a bag and then put it in water. And the bag should be airtight. Mm-hmm. When it cooks at 57 degrees Celsius, the fat and the collagen melt into the muscle, making each bite so juicy, tender, and delicious. Mm-hmm. You take it out. When you're ready, there's a minimum amount of time you should put it in there for, but actually there's no way to overcook it because it's already at the perfect temperature, below 100 degrees Celsius. You take it out of the bag and then you put it on the grill or put it on the pan to sear it and cut and eat.
Mm. The other thing that I have to say that you did, which was really great, because again, professionally, we have these fancy schmancy vacuum sealing machines and all that stuff. And you just use a regular old freezer bag that you buy in the store.
That's right.
But a brand name one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do like freezer bags because they're thicker in the polyplastic, and they use virgin poly, so that means there's no leaching, and also everything's cooked at below 100 degrees Celsius, which is the boiling point. So it's completely safe.
So people are afraid of plastic bags in general, but these don't leach any of the chemicals.
No BPA or any of that kind of stuff.
That's right.
So, and you have a section in the book in which you describe it very well. What about safety, food safety? Because you're cooking, you know, all of us have had beaten into our head, hot food has to be served hot, has to be over 140 degrees and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
So what about that? Should we be concerned?
That's a great question. There are a lot of food safety things that we follow that we should pay attention to, which is the cold chain. like keep cold food cold and hot food hot, right? And when you cook sous vide, actually, if you cook above a certain temperature, you can pasteurize your food. Like you cook above 53 degrees Celsius, you can effectively pasteurize your food with time. And actually, sous vide was used a lot in Scandinavian hospitals to pasteurize their food for people who are immune compromised. And you can still do that today. Cooking sous vide is just as dangerous as any other form of cooking. If you're doing it wrong, you can get botulism from grilling or like salmonella from yes, you do, but you do have to, there are new set of rules for using sous vide. And a lot of it has to do with using time over temperature to make your food safe.
Oh, and all this is clearly laid out in the book.
Oh, yes.
What's the brand name of your sous vide cooker?
My sous vide machine is called Nomiku, N-O-M-I-K-U. And it means eating and drinking in Japanese. Nobody in my company's Japanese.
Eating and drinking in Japanese, Nomiku.
Yeah.
So you brought it up.
Yeah.
It's
so hold that up so everybody at home can see it.
Hold it up to the microphone.
Yeah.
So it's sitting in a pot. And would you say the pot is about a 1 foot deep pot approximately?
Yeah. I think it's a
10, 11 inch pot.
Yeah. If it's above 9 inches high or 9 inches high, you'll have a good time. Yeah. It fits into basically any pot that you already own it.
And it doesn't even have to be a pot. It can be a plastic Cambro container that you can get at a restaurant supply place.
I've seen pictures that of that user sent me of them cooking a wild boar in their bathtub with their Nomiku.
Wait a second. A wild boar in your bathtub.
How do you find a bag big enough to put a wild boar in?
Oh, that's a good question.
They do chop it up into a lot of different pieces.
Okay, chop wild boar. Would you take your circulator out of the pot for a second? Let me see that. So it's got a big clip on the end.
Yes, it clips onto
the front.
She's
passing it over to me.
It's you clip it on the front of your pot as
opposed
to the
back. Oh, isn't
this
a good clip, John? That's a real improvement.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Some of them have a different kind of setting, like a set screw, where you have to set screw it onto the pot, and that can slip. This is a much better clipping arrangement. And it's not too heavy. This might be weigh 4 pounds, 5 pounds?
It's actually less than 3 pounds.
3 pounds.
It's 2.5 pounds.
And this is all plastic container. And is this the circulator on the bottom, the perforated holes?
That's where we suck the water in.
So sucks the water in.
We have a pumping system.
Okay.
And it's a special proprietary system. Oh, my bad.
It's draining on our million-dollar equipment. No, it's not. So this pumps the water in from the bottom. People can visualize this. And then
it circulates the water out. It's a proprietary system of circulating water so that the bags don't get stuck near the
So this can sit on the bottom of the pan?
That's right.
The pot itself?
Yeah.
That's good. And it's heavy enough that it could actually sit there.
Yes.
Correct.
And we're used by Noma, Saison, Restaurant Meadowood, by Dominique Crenn, Natalia Crenn, Jose Andres. So we definitely talk to a lot of chefs and their special needs.
And so the top part is the...
Is the screen.
The screen itself.
Yes.
And this is battery operated? Are there batteries in this?
You plug it into the wall because it does require a lot of voltage to cook. Food.
And then this comes up and we set the time and temperature on this. Is that what's next?
Yes. Actually, this is a Wi-Fi connected cooking machine. So there's an app that we have called Tender. You can find it in iOS called Eat Tender. And what it does is that it has recipes from top chefs and other home cooks from our community. You can make your own recipe, tap on it, and then the machine instantly reads the time and temperature. And all you have to do is put your food inside of a bag and put in the water and walk away.
So would you repeat again? I mean, so I'm going to cook a steak and then I'm going to sear it after it's perfectly cooked, but I could keep that steak in the circulating warm water for hours.
For hours.
And that's what Gwen asked. She said, well, wait a second. If I keep this in for hours, it's going to overcook. I don't understand this. It's going to get mushy.
This is a concern, but this is where the mind warp comes, which is that you literally can never overcook because it's already at the perfect temperature.
Yeah. I love the pictures, especially of the red meats. Well, there's one on the cover, but also the red meats in the book. And what it does when you look at them, they're sliced beautifully and beautifully presented. But the most important thing is that they're pink and lovely. They don't have that brown band of kind of overcooked meat around the outside. They're perfectly rare, medium rare, however you want it cooked, all the way through.
Don't you love it when that happens?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just loving this, how clean this apparatus is. Now, what if I'm not Wi-Fi enabled?
You don't have to connect it to your app if you don't want to.
All right.
Yeah, you can just tap it and turn the knob, and that's it.
And so let's say we cook something for 12 hours, and we are out of the house, and we don't get back till 16 hours. It's okay? It won't overcook? Or
Leave it, and it'll get pasteurized. And you can monitor it with your phone. You can be like,
I can't do that.
Yeah, how's dinner doing? Oh, looks like it's chugging along.
Yeah, that's great. So there are a couple of things that this doesn't work with. That's the point you make in the book. Like anything, obviously, baked, it won't work with. Are there other things, too, that you can't use this for?
You know, sometimes I'm surprised by what I can use it for.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, like, you can't use it for pasta. There's no way.
Yeah.
Like, because you need the water boiling, et cetera. But then...
Or grains and beans.
Right,
and
exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then members of our community put pasta in a Ziploc bag with chicken broth and then put it into the machine. Yes, and then the pasta slowly soaked up the chicken broth, and it was still had that al dente texture. And crazy flavor. I was like, what? And that's why, like, the community on the app is so amazing, because they're teaching me things that I'd never thought of. Like the cheesemonger, Yoav Perry of 11 Madison Park, he's made 40-some-odd new cheeses that the world has never seen before with a Namiku, because he's able to control the temperature to kill certain bacteria and let certain bacteria live.
Wow. Yeah.
What is the first food you cooked in a sous vide?
The first food I ever cooked in the sous vide was an egg. An egg, because an egg is so sensitive.
Temperamental.
To temperature. Yes, yes, temperamental.
So you cracked the egg into a bag, sealed it, and put...
We just put the egg directly into the water because it already comes sealed naturally.
Oh, duh, of course. Yeah. And that was a revelation?
Yes, I was like, oh my gosh, I think we did it. I think we made a sous vide machine. This is when we ran to the hardware store, and we put everything together. My co-founder and husband and baby daddy,
he covers the waterfront.
I can always rely on him. He's a stand-up guy. So he has his PhD in astrophysics, plasma physics from Princeton. And on our first date, I didn't know how to date very well. I'm 22 when we first met. So I just memorized what his job was by reading a Wikipedia page and repeating it back to him. He was like, oh, so what are you into? And then I was like, oh, I just went for it. I was like, oh, I'm saving up $2,000 to buy a sous vide machine. He's like, oh my gosh, let's take that money and make it ourselves.
Wow.
And that's how it started.
And so he goes to the hardware store and buys really the components to put this together?
We bought a PID controller.
And what is that?
And that is a temperature control. It switches on and off.
Okay.
It switches things on and off. And then we bought a tea heater. And we bought an aquarium bubbler. We got the PID and everything from. Yes.
Wow. That truly grassroots.
Wow.
So the brief history, I didn't realize that sous vide had been around for the last 50 plus years or so.
Oh, yeah.
Used mostly in commercial applications.
Well, I thought, yeah, and I think I became aware of it because of the great French chefs like Robichon and all of these who used it and talked about it. And actually, they kind of kept it mysterious. I think they didn't want people to know how simple and how amazing it really was.
And chefs are just busy.
Yeah, it's true.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll go right into the book at the bottom of the hour. We'll start with eggs. The slow poached eggs, the Florentine zone, to the fish and shellfish. Then we'll move on to poultry. And there's a great section on meat, which really is exciting. Vegetables, desserts, cocktails, infusions, the sauces, the condiments, homemade yogurts. It all can be made in the sous vide at home. That's the new book, The Modern Technique for Perfectly Cooked Meals. One of you will win this autographed copy of the book at noon today. Lisa Fetterman, our guest. She's the co-author with Misha Halm and Scott Peabody. Scott did most of the recipes, is that correct?
Oh, yes, he did.
And this brand new book just came out a few weeks ago or so, a month ago?
November 1st.
Oh, a couple of weeks ago. Glad you could join us this morning. I think at the end of the show, you will no longer be intimidated or fearful about cooking sous vide. You will possibly want to get one for yourself or maybe family or friend for Christmas and have a ball. Be back after this.
Hey, Sonoma County. I'm Stephen Curry, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Go Local makes it so easy to find locally owned businesses. All you have to do is just look for the blue and white circle that says Go Local.
Pronoueo in Greek means to prepare. Isn't that what you want from your insurance company, to be prepared and protected? Pronoueo Insurance is an independent insurance agency that wants to go to bat for your business. Every business is different, and Pronoueo will make sure that you're covered with exactly the right protection. They'll shop around for the best product at the best price to help you stay in compliance and within your budget. Your insurance should fit the needs of your business, not your business conforming to your insurance policy. When life takes unexpected turns, be prepared for them. Visit Pronoueo online at pronoeo.net.
Go Local member businesses return three times the value to your community. Just look for the blue and white circle that says Go Local.
Holidays are here, and there's no better place to help you create the perfect environment than the Gift Horse in Healdsburg. Whether it's table, kitchen, or home decor, we can inspire the decorator in you. Hi, I'm Carol, owner of the Gift Horse. I invite you to come see all the beautiful and hard-to-find items we've added this year.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
If you love to set a beautiful table for your holiday celebrations, the Gift Horse is the perfect place to find linens, beautiful tabletops, Lennox wine glasses, lifetime candles, and unique napkin holders. A fun surprise for all those happy guests.
From our door to your door.
We're next to Garrity's Hardware in Healdsburg.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
Open every day 9 to 6.
Michael O'Shea here, a proud private pilot who just got back into the air with Petaluma Pilot Training Center. I've thousands of hours, but none in the last few years. The Petaluma Pilot Training Center calls me a rusty pilot. Chief Instructor Mark Ashton has helped me get back into flying. There's a lot of rusty pilots who want to dust off their license. Also, a lot of folks whose bucket list is to become a student or licensed pilot. Petaluma Pilot Training Center is for you. A team of experienced instructors, a wonderful fleet of airplanes. They've even got a gorgeous Cessna Skyhawk with a glass cockpit, where their traditional flight instruments are replaced with two large computer screens, the same instrumentation as major jet carriers. If you want to give a priceless gift of an aerial tour of wine country, the coast, or the Golden Gate, they have gift flights available. 765-1889 or drop by to meet them anytime. Drive into Petaluma Airport. They're the first building. Look for the big Piper sign or go to PetalumaPilotTrainingCenter.com. Come fly with me. Petaluma Pilot Training Center is
Petaluma Proud.
Protests across the country again today over the outcome of this week's presidential election.
Not our president! Not our president! Not our
president! They're taking part in a march in Manhattan where President-elect Donald Trump lives. Police across the country say they've made well over 200 arrests in the last 24 hours, but they add that most of the demonstrations have been peaceful. Prosecutors in Ohio say they're going to decide before the end of the month if they plan to try re-tensing again. A mistrial was declared in the case of the former University of Cincinnati police officer who was charged in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. The Pentagon wants to know how a Taliban member made it onto Bagram Air Base near Kabul, Afghanistan, and carried out a suicide bombing. At least four U.S. service members were killed and 16 were wounded. Tomorrow marks 1 year since the deadly terrorist attacks in Paris. Tonight, the epicenter of the bloodshed, the Bataclan Theater, is reopening. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, and we're welcoming Lisa Fetterman to the show. She's come up from San Francisco to sit in with us this morning, celebrating the release of her new book, Sous Vide at Home, the Modern Technique for Perfectly Cooked Meals. And she brought one of her beautiful circulator, immersion circulators.
So we should probably spell. Would you spell, Steve, sous vide?
SOUS-VIDE. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I did that without looking, by the way. And I can also spell Lisa, L-I-S-A. I'm pretty good with spelling. Yeah. So the name of your brand is Nomiku.
Yes, Nomiku, N-O-M-I-K-U.
K-U. And what's the retail if the people buy it from you on the web site?
It's $249 on our website, okay. Nomiku.com.
Okay.
But I do have a special $50 off promotion for everybody who listens to this radio station. If you can spell sous vide at N-O-M, sous vide at Nom, all caps, then that's your discount code for $50 off.
Oh. Really? So say it again.
Sous vide, SOUSVIDEATNOM, sous vide at Nom for $50 off.
NAM?
NOM.
NOM at Nom.com. Okay.
Oh, that's the discount code.
That's the discount code, so that's what you need to punch in.
Yeah, the website is Nomiku.com.
Oh, that's really great. This is beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of machinery. So let's look in the book. Why don't we?
Yes. Well, the photography in here, which I think for a book like this, it's really important to kind of see what the finished product's gonna look like, you know, rather than trying to conjure it up yourself. But you start by talking about eggs, your favorite. This was your introduction to it, and it's so interesting. In there, why would anybody eat a raw but pasteurized egg? How would that be used? That's what it begins with.
Yes, it begins with that. Because it shows you, you know, the thing to use sous vide mm-hmm. for that no other machine can mm-hmm. give to you. What that's great for is for people who are making a steak tartare. You can pasteurize your steak and your egg.
Yeah.
And if you're immune compromised, then it's safe for you. I have so many pregnant girlfriends who are like, Lisa, can you please make me raw cookie dough?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Or mayonnaise, or something, if you make your own homemade mayonnaise or something. That's good. So there's the most beautiful picture of the deep fried eggs in there that are just, I got to have that.
Oh, well. Thank you. It's like half of like, you know, a trendy recipe that you would see online, half just like good fun. Like there's so many folks who come over to my house and I have these deep fried little egg yolks and they look like arancini, but it's just yolk. And people are like, it's so fun as an hors d'oeuvre.
I'm looking at that photo.
Yeah,
it's on page 29. Arancini.
Yeah.
So that's the egg chapter. The eggs Florentine are in there, too. All your favorite egg dishes.
And the best-looking breakfast egg sandwich I've ever seen in my life. If only McDonald's could do something like that.
Maybe McDonald's should do sous vide.
Yeah.
Some of them do.
Do they?
Yeah, and so does Chipotle and Panera.
So a lot of the big guys are using sous vide.
Yeah, because it was, like you said before, it was industrially adopted 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. But what chefs really do, like fine dining chefs, they've taken it to another level to control their texture and flavors.
I love this Chinese tea eggs photo. Isn't that mm-hmm. beautiful? Mm-hmm. It's like a marbleized mm-hmm. shell. That's a gorgeous photo. Onto the fish and shellfish section in there. I think the scallop sashimi would be one that I would want to use, John.
I think so, too. And you include in there also cooking octopus. And for anybody who's ever tried to cook octopus, which is in the rest of the world, you know, a commonly eaten thing. I think in America, we're not quite so octopus friendly. But it's one of the most delicious little treasures from the sea. But the problem, if you've ever tried to cook it from scratch, is you overcook and it gets rubbery.
Mm-hmm.
And in the sous vide, because it never, you don't get past boiling and all of that kind of stuff. It never gets rubbery and all of that. Is that right?
You will be an octopus master immediately. And that's actually one of the biggest things that I love about sous vide is that it gets you to try things that you've never tried before without the fear that you're going to mess it up.
So you also include in there a little halibut tostada. And I think one of the things which kind of explains the sous vide part of it, you cook the fish, then take it out of the bag and quickly either grill it or sear it to get a little crust on it and all that stuff before you assemble the. And that step of browning, I guess, the Maillard reaction, mm-hmm. the caramelization, the whatever you want to call it, that's a very important step to add flavor to many of these things.
And color.
Yeah, and color.
If you've never eaten sous vide salmon, prepare to be wowed. That's a quote from the book. And I know a lot of people that don't care for salmon. Maybe they should try
it. Well, and I think so often, and restaurants are notorious for overcooking it, so it gets dried out and, you know, not kind of crumbly and not very good.
This salmon comes out jewel-toned. It's so silky.
So you have beer-battered fish and chips in there. How in the world do you do beer-battered fish and chips cooking it in water? Can you give us a quick primer on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the thing about fish and chips is that I failed so many times without sous vide to make the fish crispy because there's so much water that's inside that fish. So what we do is we cook a sous vide first. We cook the water out, but it's still moist and perfectly cooked so that we can flash fry it in oil that's slightly hotter so we can develop that crust. Mm-hmm. There's less steam, and you get a crispy, crispy crust on the outside, just like a really like a fish and chippery that does it every day. Mm-hmm. You'll have it on your first try if you've never done this at home before, and it's just going to blow your mind. It feels so good.
You're such a good salesman. And you include in there also the famous Thomas Keller, or your riff on the famous Thomas Keller, butter poached lobster.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Whoa. That's a wonderful recipe.
I have to bow down to Thomas Keller because he's the first person who ever wrote a sous vide cookbook, albeit not for the home, but it was very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. On to the poultry section, chicken liver mousse. The first one out of the gate. Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. And perfect fried chicken. They said it couldn't be done, but it actually can be, huh?
Mm-hmm. And we don't brine this chicken, which is something we're talking about during the break. Yeah. Because we don't have to worry about lost moisture when we cook things slow and slow. It's just an extra step that you really don't need to take unless you like the flavor.
Okay, but there's another reason to brine things, and that is to add flavor.
Yes.
Besides the moisture issue. But if you season it well, you don't have to worry about going through that kind of time-consuming, it's not difficult to do, but time-consuming stuff. We had somebody who called and asked about brining, dry brining versus wet brining. Can you talk about those
two? Yes, so dear Steve and John, thank you for the show. Could you talk about wet versus dry brining on the show tomorrow? I seem to remember John favors dry brining recently. We will be doing our Thanksgiving turkey on a Traeger grill. Thanks, Eva from Santa Rosa.
Well, brining for turkeys, in my opinion, if you have a very, very good heritage turkey, don't do anything to it. No dry, no wet. But if you have a regular turkey, organic, whatever, from Whole Foods or something, I would also dry brine it. Mm-hmm. I love having that crispy skin.
It for those who don't know what we're talking about, wet brining is when you typically take sugar and salt and dissolve them in water and then throw your bird in there and leave it in there for however long you want to. Dry brining is taking the same mixture of sugar and salt, and if you want to, other things, and just sprinkling it over the top, putting it in the fridge uncovered, and what happens is it dries out the skin so that you end up getting this. And then you just want to make sure to, before you cook the thing, to rinse that off so that you don't have an excess amount of salt in there. But this is the secret to, I think, she changed the world to Judy Rogers' famous chicken from that she did her roast chicken with the bread salad that she did at Zuni Cafe, she would dry brine it for a couple of days.
So basically, all there is to dry brining is rubbing salt. I like to rub it on top of the skin and also underneath. I like to work through the neck, not on the top of the breast. You don't want to tear the skin on top, and mix that in.
Yeah.
And then I have to tell you, I have been using, because Cooks Illustrated wrote about this a few years ago, baking powder.
Yeah.
I'm now mixing baking powder with oil.
Baking soda, I think.
No, baking powder. Baking powder with oil, vegetable oil, on top of the chicken breast. And I started doing it for my chicken wings. And those chicken wings are the crispiest, most beautiful wings I've ever used before. A little bit of salt with baking powder. It's remarkable what happens. Mm-hmm. Whatever the chemical reaction is. So you might want to do that on top of the breast before you put that in the oven. There's a lot of information about dry brining on the internet. We'll be back with Lisa Fetterman. Her new book is Sous Vide at Home. We'll get into the meat section, the vegetable section, the dessert section, and others. And one of you will win an autographed copy of the brand new book out 2 weeks, Sous Vide at Home.
Golden State Warriors Play-by-Play is sponsored in part by Hansel BMW on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market won the Best Sonoma County Farmers Market Award by the Press Democrats Reader's Choice. To find out why, shop the market for your Thanksgiving feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to quail and rabbit. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors and sample local dairy products. Everything you need to create the freshest Thanksgiving feast is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
This is Lawrence Amaturo, owner of News Talk KSRO, with good news from our community. From the upside, here's Steve Jackson.
The United Way of the Wine Country has been helping low-income families and seniors with their tax returns with their Earn It, Keep It, Save It program. This year was the busiest year yet, with more than 5,200 returns filed during 2016. That far exceeds expectations. They helped return $6.8 million, a $1 million increase over last year. This helps our community become more financially stable and helps, obviously, our local economy. See all the good work they're doing at UnitedWayWineCountry.org.
The Upside is presented by a community grant from Jackson Family Wines. Since 1982, Jackson Family Wines has put the same care into their employees, communities, and natural resources as they have into producing world-class wines.
Sustainability is the root of their vision of good land, water, and energy management. Jackson Family Wines was honored for their commitment to renewable energy with the 2016 Green Power Leadership Award by the Environmental Protection Agency.
Jackson Family Wines is also dedicated to being good community partners. Last year, they implemented Rooted for Good, a Jackson Family Wines volunteer program that gives their employees time to volunteer at local nonprofits. Learn more at JacksonFamilyWines.com.
With today's complex vehicles, you can't afford to rely on anyone other than top professionals. Hyundai of Petaluma offers certified technicians, state-of-the-art equipment, and factory-specified parts. We can tackle anything related to repairs and maintenance with accuracy. Come in before November 30th to receive 15% off your next Hyundai service. Visit us online to schedule an appointment at PetalumaHyundai.com and click service. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Not valid with any other offer. Excludes all Genesis models. Offer does not apply to prior purchases. Other restrictions may apply.
We want to run right back into the book as quickly as possible, sous vide at home, and get into the meat section. Lisa Fetterman, inventor of her circulator immersion apparatus, is with us in the KSRO kitchen. Let's talk about meats. John, you want to talk about steak first, right?
Well, anytime. So this is always a tip-off for us when a recipe is labeled the perfect, you know, fill in the blank. And here we go, the perfect steak.
Perfect sous vide steak.
Yeah.
And what makes it so perfect?
And
because of the temperature control, right?
The temperature control, that's where it's all at. I don't know any other method where the fat will slowly marble into the muscle while you cook it.
And whether it's beef tenderloin or carne asada or tri-tip, all those
and
come
again,
out perfectly.
And again, what looks so fantastic, because the photos are really good, but what looks so fantastic is when you look at these meats that are cooked this way, they're perfectly pink and red all the way to the edge.
Yeah.
I mean, you do, after it comes out of the bag, then you take it and sear it or grill it or whatever you do, because you make the point in there that's a very important step, this step of browning, because it adds flavors there. But it just takes a minute to do that.
Yeah, it's so fast. Like, the action time is super low.
And you can do this ahead of time. So you could sous vide, cook the steak, put them in the fridge a day ahead of time?
You know what I do, because I'm such a busy mom. I have a three-year-old, company to run, a husband. So what that looks like to me is that I actually just cook all of my meals on Sunday, and then I freeze it. It's already in my bag, so it's like easy to toss in the freezer, and then we retherm it through the Namiku, because we cooked it already. All of the water has come out of the cells gently, mm-hmm. especially for meats. Now this is really important for when you freeze meats. When you freeze a meat that's raw, you risk too much water going to those cells and bursting the mm-hmm. cell walls and making the food mushy mm-hmm. when you take it out of the freezer. But when you cook it sous vide first, the water has gently come out just enough. And then when you freeze it, it reinvigorates the cells. And when you take it out of the freezer, it tastes like it was never frozen before. So yes, I make ahead. I make ahead every Sunday and I freeze it.
Remarkable. You write, short ribs can justifiably be seen as the poster child for sous vide cooking. Why?
Oh my gosh, the connective tissue, the collagen baby. It's all about the collagen baby. If you guys remember that
song.
It makes
foolproof, isn't it? Pretty much foolproof, this recipe.
Yeah, and the short ribs are like the bane of so many people. It's expensive now. So you really don't want to mess up this cut of meat. It just tastes so good. Like falling off the bone is what, you know, people say is like the best way to cook a meat like this. And it tastes like that. So what happened before when we cook short rib is that without sous vide, you just want to cook it at really, really high heat to get that collagen melted. And that's what makes it taste so good. But then the rest is burnt. Mm.
Following the short rib recipe, here's a cooking term some people may not be familiar with, cavel. It's called cavel-worthy pastrami. What is cavel-worthy pastrami, Lisa?
Like you just keel over. It's a Yiddish term.
Okay. It just means beyond belief. You can't believe it, right?
Yes, that's right.
So I emailed Les Goodman, owner of Les Goodman's Jewish Delicatessen, because I was so amazed about this sous vide pastrami recipe. And I asked Les what he thought about this and what his pastrami experience was and has been. Dear Steve and John, I agree with Ms. Fetterman about using the plate or navel for pastrami, because you mentioned that as far as deli man's tips instead of the brisket. He said, I started off using brisket and still use the piece of the brisket that's called the point or deckel cut for more Jewish terminology for my pastrami. That was until I found a local source for the navel at Marin Sun Farms. So there's a tip for our listeners. I've never tried to do a sous vide pastrami, but I can see it would work out pretty daggone well. I started using sous vide cooking 15 years ago. It has some great applications even for non-meat items. It has so many applications. It changes the structure of the food. And then he writes, I also played around with a faux filet mignon using top round. There was a restaurant back home in Las Vegas that used to keep all their filets during service sealed in bag and in different temperature water baths. One bath for medium, rare, another for medium, etc. So all the cook had to do was open up a bag to order, sear it off, and it was ready to go on the plate. I love using sous vide. I don't currently use it for any of the deli stuff, but I do use it for other types of caterings. I did a Bloody Mary sous vide tri-tip, which then got grilled off. It was a great way to keep the meat medium rare and not be tough like medium rare tip can be. Thanks. I hope that helps. Les,
I love you.
So there you have your quell-worthy pastrami in the meat section. We'll be right back. We got to jump on the vegetable dessert section and a couple other things before we say goodbye to Lisa Fetterman and give away an autographed copy of Sous Vide at Home, the Modern Technique for Perfectly Cooked Meals.
Sonoma County's Morning News with Melanie Morgan, weekdays 6 to 9 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 25 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now is the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle. Or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 25 years in business is right here in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com. Reed's Trailer Sales, now accepting consignments.
Reed's, Reed's, you should buy your trailer at Reed's. A fifth-wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
Hey.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm surprising my family this year, and I'm taking the beautiful drive out to Bodega Bay to have Thanksgiving dinner at the Bayview restaurant at the Inn at the Tides. I'm a busy working mom, and instead of getting up at the crack of dawn on Thanksgiving to cook all day and clean all night, I'm going to sleep in, then pile everybody in the car, and drive about 30 minutes to enjoy a three-course meal expertly prepared by the chef at the Bayview restaurant. I might start with Dungeness crab cakes or the ricotta and spinach raviolis. Then maybe I'll have the grilled salmon. I know my husband will go for the traditional roasted turkey with all the fixins. The whole family can choose something different, and everyone's happy. I think for dessert, I'll have their chocolate lava cake. Of course, if I want to be traditional, maybe pumpkin pie.
Dinner from 1 to 8. Make your reservations now and check out the whole menu online at inatthetides.com.
Sonoma County is the place to be if you want to start or grow a business. The Sonoma County Economic Development Board has named 2016 the Year of the Entrepreneur to highlight their confidential, no-cost services. If you're looking to start, relocate, or grow a business in Sonoma County, the Economic Development Board has a new website to outline services available to you. SonomaEDB.org has the information you need to navigate the startup process or take your business to the next level. With many business development resources, the website provides links to tools, economic data, workshops, and events. It can help you connect with mentors, funding, and other entrepreneurs. The place to start is SonomaEDB.org. The Sonoma County Economic Development Board celebrating the Year of the Entrepreneur. Here to help you start, relocate, or grow your business in Sonoma County.
News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Back with Lisa Fetterman in the KSRO well kitchen today. Sous vide at home, the name of the book. Vegetable section is next. What are a couple vegetables that call out to you, John or Lisa, in that section? And you said how great cooking vegetables sous vide is.
Oh, yes. I love cooking vegetables sous vide because you can make them brighter. And because you're cooking at such a low temperature, you're retaining a lot of the vitamins and minerals. Like carrots become more carroty, if that's possible. If you can imagine carrots cooking their own juices.
And mushrooms even.
Yes.
A big surprise, your favorite sous vide.
Well, and I'd like the comment. I mean, it seems so simple, but it's not. Perfect mashed potatoes. You know, cooking the potatoes in the sous vide, you ended up with something that's really creamy and delicious, and especially with Thanksgiving coming.
Yeah, and people are just like, what is your secret? This tastes like it's from a restaurant. I'm like, well, I guess besides working in restaurants, it does consistency is really, really important. That's what perfect temperature can do.
What are your two favorite desserts in the dessert section, Lisa?
In the dessert section, I would say that I love the Meyer lemon curd, and I love the pâte de crème. And I love those two things because I am extremely lazy, and I want people to think I'm fancy, even though I'm lazy. What I do is that I just put all the ingredients inside of a little ramekin or a preservation little thing. What's it called?
A little screw top jar.
Yes, a little screw top jar. And I just put it in the water and it covers the whole entire jar. And then I walk away. I put it in the refrigerator. I give it to folks and people are like, oh, my gosh.
What could be simpler?
Yeah.
What a perfect Christmas gift, huh? And then also the vanilla creme brulee.
Yes.
Again, just foolproof because of the perfection of which it cooks the eggs, correct?
Yes. I feel so much chagrin when my creme brulee has a little piece of egg in it.
Oh,
you know, and it clumps. I'm just like, oh no, I'm like, I'm supposed to be good at this. And with sous vide, I never have that happen.
And we can't get to the section on cocktails and infusions, but the house-made ginger syrup and then the basic sauces, condiments, homemade yogurts, on and on, garlic confit, homemade stock. It's all here. So if you will do me the pleasure of giving me your favorite number today between 1 and 15.
8.
Caller number 8. Why 8?
8 is lucky in China.
Caller number 8 at 636-1350 will win this. Truly, it's a landmark book, Sous Vide at Home, The Modern Technique for Perfectly Cooked Meals. Caller number 8, just out a couple of weeks ago by Lisa Fetterman, F-E-T-T-E-R-M-A-N. And repeat the website and also the special discount code.
Yes, it's nomiku.com, N-O-M-I-K-U.com. And the special discount for $50 off is Sous Vide at Nom, all caps, one word. Sous Vide at Nom.
Thank you for coming up to Santa Rosa, California.
This has been so much fun.
Wonderful meeting you. Thank you, John Ann.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How about next week we do the same thing here, get together?
Let's do that.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a safe and bountiful week. Talk to you next week for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner. This is KSRO in Santa Rosa.
This is the North Bay's home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play. 1350 and FM 103.5. KSRO and K278CD Santa Rosa.
A group chat featuring racist slurs, threats, and photos depicting lynchings.
Police have made well over 200 arrests across the country, but they say most of the demonstrations have been peaceful. Trump is meeting today with advisors as he puts his transition into high gear. The Pentagon wants to know how someone wearing a suicide vest made it onto a U.S. military base in Afghanistan and carried out an attack that killed 4 U.S. service members and wounded 16 others.
Investigators want to know if the suicide bomber worked at Bagram Air Base or had cleared security to enter the sprawling U.S. base. Either way, the attack raises serious questions about security for the 9,800 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Most of them never leave their bases as part of a NATO-led training and support mission for Afghan troops fighting the Taliban. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that he was deeply saddened by the attack and that force protection for American troops is being reviewed. Louis Martinez, ABC News, Washington.
A mistrial in the case of an Ohio police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man during a traffic stop last year. After 25 hours of deliberation, prosecutor Joe Detter says jurors just couldn't reach a unanimous decision.
But there's some people to think that are out there to think that no matter what a police officer does, they shouldn't be charged, which I think is nonsense.
Detter says he'll decide in the next few weeks if he'll retry Ray Tensing. You're listening to ABC News.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them.